on the fourth Sunday of Advent, I preached a homily entitled Advent Stories, Ahaz, Mary, Joseph, and You. And today I want to continue that story, but looking at other characters, keeping the feast that we celebrate in mind today, those characters are King Herod and the Magi. But there are many points on which Herod and the Magi can be contrasted. First, the Magi were on a search. They asked, "Where is the newborn king?" In contrast, the birth of Jesus went completely unnoticed by Herod. Neither did he hear the angels, nor did he see a star. Second, Scripture tells us that Herod was greatly disturbed, in quotes, when he heard that a star had appeared announcing the birth of Jesus. He became afraid. His fear was so intense that it made him act irrationally. Many innocent children were killed because of his fear. In contrast, Scripture tells us the Magi were overjoyed at seeing the star and seeing the child with its mother. And thirdly, the Magi did the child homage and offered him gifts. Herod, on the other hand, sought to destroy the child. I believe there are lessons we can learn from this story. So here are my three practical implications for today. First, on a very basic level, today's feast leads us to reflect on our spiritual journey, our spiritual life. The Magi were on a quest. They were on a search. They were on a spiritual journey. And we are told that they were led by a star. But I also think that the star was the conviction deep within them that their destiny lay with Christ. So on the one hand, they are being led by a star, but the star is also what's happening within them. So as a practical implication, I suggest that we look at our own spiritual journey and we ask questions like the Magi. Folks, what is the star that is leading us? Where is the star leading us? Who is at the end of our journey to which the star leads? Let me put these questions in another way. Since last year, say last Christmas, have we grown in our understanding of the Christ? Since last year, has our relationship with God led us to a better relationship with people around us? Has our relationship with the Christ made us more humble, peaceful, loving, reconciling, just, honest? Since last year, have we grown in our discipleship? I believe the Magi and their search is inviting us to ask ourselves these questions. Secondly, I want to talk about Herod's fear. Now, fear is a very tangible feeling. It's a very real thing, isn't it? Fear is a dominant construct in today's society. And if there is no reason to be fear, there are people who will create fear so that they can have power. Now, we're afraid of many things. Some of these fears are real, while others may be the fiction of our own imagination. Violence, for example. I mean, the other day, we had news that a six-year-old child took a gun and shot his teacher. Six-year-old. And I was thinking, what impact does this have on teachers in our school when already we have a shortage of teachers? So the fear of violence is real in our society. The recession, people are talking about the recession these days. What does this mean for our economics? Brokenness in families. Fear of failure. We're all also afraid for the future of our children. What kind of world are we leaving them? And then we have our own insecurities. These are real fears. But then, like Herod, our fears can sometimes also be irrational. Think about it. Herod really had no need to be afraid of the child. But he was. Irrational fear. Herod acted out of his irrational fear, and that was tragic. The antidote to fear is faith. Operating out of faith can lead to very different outcomes than operating out of fear. This truly is the case. When we operate out of fear, we might act like Herod. But then we operate out of faith, we might act like the Magi. If only Herod could have brought himself before God and faced his fears with faith. If only he could have done that. If only Herod could have come to the manger that day. Today we have the opportunity to bring our fears, rational and irrational, before this little child. And I'm saying, let us face our fears with God, with faith. And finally, during the Christmas season, especially when I have the first Mass with our school children, I try to reflect on their Christmas and what Santa got them and all that stuff. It's a very interesting Mass. So I ask them a very simple question. I ask them, how many of you received gifts for Christmas? And of course, you know, everybody's putting their hands up. In fact, they all want to tell me what exactly they got. It would take the whole day, but some of them get a chance to tell me what they got, and they boast about it. And then I asked them this question. I said, why did you receive a gift? Was it your birthday? No. Whose birthday was it? Jesus. Why did you receive a gift? We do not distribute gifts on our birthday. We receive gifts on our birthday. So if Christmas is Jesus' birthday, should he be not the one receiving gifts? And the students look puzzled. Father Satish has gone nuts, right? And then I asked the students this question. I said, what gift did you offer Jesus on his birthday? And generally, no answers, a little silence. So folks, kids talk aside, the Magi did come bearing gifts. And the gifts matched the one to whom they were offering gifts. Gold for the king, frankincense for the divine Lord. and myrrh for his burial. So the gifts matched the one who was receiving the gifts. So kids talk aside, as adults, as a family, even as a parish community, what could we offer Jesus? After all, it's his birthday. May our gift match the one who is receiving it. Let me conclude with this. The Magi offered the child Jesus homage. And in this Eucharist, we have the opportunity to do the same. Think about it today. This is where the star has led us. Today, here we find Christ. Today, here is the Christ for us. We do him homage. People of God said, amen.